Couple of 50-point Derby preps on the docket for Saturday afternoon. You have the Spiral, Grade 3 at Turfway Park, and you have the Sunland Derby in New Mexico as well. We're going to focus on the Spiral for a minute because I'm joined now by veteran jockey Rodney Prescott. And I told you at the top of the show, Rodney is entering his 21st year in the saddle. He has ridden 3,237 winners to date. And despite all of that success, Rodney still searching for that first graded stakes win. He's aboard the morning line favorite in the Spiral on Saturday afternoon. Rodney, appreciate you being here with me, my friend.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. And I want to ask you to look back and take me through the race with Royal Sun last time out in the Battaglia Memorial. Went to the front and never looked back, and you had to be thrilled with that performance.
Yeah. I mean, he broke sharp, and then after that relaxed well. And when I asked him, you know, he made a good run to the wire, so yeah, real happy.
Well, you're no stranger to winning races at Turfway Park. You're going a mile and an eighth in the Spiral. You're breaking from the inside post. Talk about the strategy from that inside post position, and is it an advantage or a disadvantage going a mile and an eighth at Turfway?
I'd rather have the one hole than the 12 hole, I think. And in the Battaglia, he had the three hole, you know, so the strategy is going to be pretty much the same, you know. Hopefully he breaks sharp. There will be a little bit more speed in there this time, but I look for him to be toward the front, and, you know, hopefully we have a clean trip and get the job done again.
Yeah, it certainly would be nice. I mentioned still looking, and that's remarkable, Rodney. I was shocked when I read that. When you look at all the horses you've been aboard and all the wins that you've had, and you don't win 3,200 races without knowing what you're doing in the saddle, and to still be looking for that first graded stakes victory, that just blows me away.
Yeah. I ride mainly, you know, Northern Kentucky and Indiana, and really there's only two graded stakes a year, the Spiral and then the Indiana Derby. So
yeah.
Not many opportunities there to win a graded stake, but yeah.
What is there any extra pressure when you think of it in that fashion, or do you just go out and ride the race?
No, I don't. I don't think there's any extra pressure, you know. Now, maybe 10 years ago, I would have had to say yes, but you know, at this point, as many times as I've been around there, no.
Well, that last race in the Battaglia was a mile and a 16th. Today, he goes a mile and an eighth, as we mentioned. What did he show you in that race that gives you the indication that the extra distance won't be a problem?
When I asked him, I mean, he kicked away. I mean, he was strong down the stretch and galloped out great. And I think the extra distance is going to help him rather than hinder him. So I don't think the extra distance will be a problem at all.
You know, if he would happen to win the race Saturday afternoon, he's going to pick up 50 points, which is, it's a virtual win and you're in for the Kentucky Derby 8 weeks from today, or actually 7 weeks from today, I guess it is, right? Six weeks. Wow. Hard to believe we're almost there. This would be your first appearance in the Derby if you can pull it off. Have you given that much thought, or do you try not to let that enter your mind?
Yeah, I've just tried not to think about it at this point. You know, that's...
So you're glad I brought it up.
Yeah, well... I think, you know, first of all, I had never rode for Mr. Pletcher before. You know, I've rode maybe a few for Windstar over the years, but so, I mean, he put me on the horse, or actually two of them that night. They both won, and you know, so he, whatever happens, and you know, I'm just going to enjoy this weekend for now, and you know, we'll go from there.
Let me ask you quickly about the race prior to the Spiral. That's the Bourbonnet Oaks for the three-year-old fillies. You're on a long shot, 20-1 morning line, Sweet on Smoking. If I'm not mistaken, it's your very first time riding this particular filly. How much different is your preparation when you're riding a horse that you're not as familiar with as opposed to one that you've been aboard?
It's really not a lot different. You know, you look at the program, the PPs, and you know, you talk to the trainer, and then, you know, when the gates open, though, you have to ride the horse under you, and the race is presented to you, you know. So It's not a lot different, you know. You know,
same
I
approach.
Just pardon me.
Same approach.
Same approach. Yes.
Rodney Prescott here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. 3,237 winners to his credit going into Saturday afternoon, and hoping to add to that total and pick up that very first graded stakes win. Maybe two of them. Who knows? Rodney, really do appreciate the time, my friend. Like all of our guests, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It's the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll get that to you and want to wish you all the best in the races coming up on Saturday afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.